Hello, Marvelites. You are listening to This Week in Marvel, episode number 404. Error.
Oh my God, I was going to make that joke and you beat me to it.
Beat you to it, but our brains are on the same wavelength. I'm Ryan, aka Agent M.
And I'm Lorraine Sink, breaker of worlds, destroyer of worlds, just gentler patter of worlds.
Yeah, you were breaker of worlds at the panel, but you've since calmed down, I guess?
I don't know. TBD. It could ebb and flow.
Yeah. So we just got back from Comic-Con.
Holy moly. If you guys haven't already, you should be listening to all of our bonus episodes. We put out a little mini episode every single day of Comic-Con. So there are four. That's how math works. But
how long was the third one?
The third one was almost a full episode because there was so much news. Because that was
the big Hall H. Yeah, and a lot of X-Men comics news. That's a big boy.
That's a beefy bonus.
Mm.
Delicious.
Yeah, trip quadruple B's. Big beefy boy bonus.
Oh, boy.
What are we talking about? Oh, yeah.
Oh, let's get hyped about this week, including news.
No, wait. Before you go there, we should tell people what This Week of Marvel is, just in case they haven't listened before. This Week in Marvel, we talk about all the things at Marvel, things that we're hyped about. We talk about, you know, whether it's movies or comics or video games, all kinds of stuff. We have a history section, and we have an interview or some sort of fun talk. But this week, we actually will have our panel from Comic-Con.
Yeah, panel. We paneled so hard.
We did. And joining us for the panel were C.B. Cebulski, Marvel Comics Editor-in-Chief, writers Gail Simone, Jody Hauser, and Jeremy Whitley. And we played a little game called the Marvel 80th Anniversary Challenge.
Challenge. That's right. And people crushed it, but none so much as James Iglehart, our co-host.
Yeah, he hit 92 out of a possible 60, which is mathematically impossible. The challenge is to say as many Marvel characters or names as you can in 60 seconds. So he did great. I did 55. You sneakily did not play.
Yeah. We had to skip over my section because we just for timing. And I did not point out that I did not do it because I am dope. I freaking gamed the system.
Yeah, you did. Well done.
Thanks.
And if you want to participate in the Marvel 80th Anniversary Challenge, use the hashtag Marvel80Challenge. Post that on the Twitter or video.
The
places.
Gram.
The Gram.
You could reply to a video on YouTube. Is that a thing?
I don't know. Send it on a pigeon.
Ask a 13-year-old and then do that.
Exactly. Have someone younger record yourself doing it, and then we'll go from there. But yeah, that's going to be the main crux of our episode. And yeah, we have the four news episodes, so there's not a lot of news, but we do have a couple things we're hyped about this week, including...
News!
So there is a Marvel Contest of Champions...
Thing
happening starting in the coming days.
Well, I would call it a Contest of Champions.
I gotta go. That is the Summoner Showdown that begins on July 31st. It's a live stream.
And if you've never played the game, summoning is important to the game. So you get it. You're all summoners. You summon the heroes.
Yeah.
And then you make them fight each other. It's actually too much power.
It is.
Because essentially the premise of the game is that the collector has collected these champions and you summon them and then make them fight each other for your amusement.
Yep. 100%.
So do that.
And so it's a 9-week long tournament, a live stream every week that will be leading up to taking our top competitors to New York Comic Con in October to compete live on the Marvel stage. And I'm going to be on the show, but it's going to be hosted mainly by Josh Soleil, who is a host of Let's Play, along with some other folks will be on there, Nori Davis and some folks from Kabam. And I think it's going to be a whole lot of fun. And we know from experience, a lot of people like to watch Marvel Contest of Champions stuff on our live streams.
Yeah, Marvel Contest of Champions, very popular.
Yeah.
And this is exciting. We are exactly 1 month away from D23. It's the D23 Expo of 2019 in Anaheim. It's going to be August 23rd through 25th. If you're unaware what that is, D23 is a huge event. It's an expo in Anaheim at the convention center, and it unveils a bunch of really cool Marvel stuff, really cool Disney stuff. There are going to be a ton of awesome Marvel experiences lined up, including special guests, panels, stage events, exclusive merch, and a lot more stuff.
So that's coming in a month, but This week, pre-orders went live for the Marvel Superheroes Arcade Cabinet from Arcade 1-Up, and it is dope. I ordered one nice and early, so I should have it set up this weekend. I'll have pictures up on my social if you want to see it in action.
Are you bringing it to the office?
Nope.
Please?
Nope. It is like 4 feet tall.
I will come to your house.
Come on out. Yeah, I'll have a party. Let's do it up. The cabinet includes Marvel Superheroes, the OG Capcom Arcade Fighter, as well as X-Men Children of the Atom, the Arcade Fighter, and the Punisher beat-em-up arcade game. It is magical. I got so hyped about this at E3 when I finally got to get my hands on it. You can go to arcade1up.com. That is the number 1up.com to pre-order your cabinet. It's great.
Hey, you know what? This is an awesome podcast, but we also want to give a shout out to another awesome podcast, ESPN's The Woj Pod. To get the inside scoop on all of the biggest NBA news with the biggest names in the game, join ESPN's Adrian Wojnarowski for The Woj Pod, featuring in-depth conversations, breaking news, reaction and analysis, as well as coverage of the biggest events in the NBA calendar, as well as occasional deep dives into some of the most notable events in NBA history. It's kind of like This Week in Marvel.
It is very similar to this show.
But the NBA.
Hoops.
But with the hoops.
Bill Russell.
Swish.
Magic Johnson. Michael Jordan. Spuds McKenzie.
Foul, you're out of here.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
3-point shot.
We got it.
Nailed it. You guys should check out the Woj Pod. It is the must-listen for NBA fans, just like This Week in Marvel is the must-listen for Marvel fans. And it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah. Fui-fui-fui.
Fui-fui-fui-fui.
You know, we were talking about history on the Woj Pod, but we also have This Week in Marvel History. We are going to talk about stuff from the week of July 26th through August 1st in Marvel history.
I can't believe it's almost August.
Oh, God. I'm going to throw up.
No, don't throw up. Okay. Hold it in. Swallow it. And then enjoy this news.
Gulp.
And by news, I mean history. All right. July 26th, 1950, Adventures into Terror, number 43, is released. It's the first issue of the series, and it would go on to restart the numbering in two issues at number 3. The first 42 issues of the series were called Joker Comics, which was mostly a place for humor, romance-type comics like Millie the Milo and Hetty of Hollywood and Tessie the Typist and other awesome some ladies who have the in between
it's
and
so
then a
weird.
Job
I love
lady
it.
The job,
yeah,
that's the formula. And then, you know, bam, horror comics.
It's just at like one point they're like, well, guess we got to change gears completely.
I mean, but it's such a sign of the times because they're like cutesy lady stuff and happy fun times and then murder.
100%.
July 28th, 1960, the Hulk debuts in Journey into Mystery 62. Not just the Hulk, but the classic Jack Kirby monster character who would later be known as Zemnu, the Titan.
Yeah,
he's a fur boy.
He's a fur boy. He's got a little nice belt.
It's like cousin it. He's on speed.
Or like character from the Looney Tunes, the one that runs around. You know the one.
Oh, yeah. It's, or like Sweetums.
Yeah,
from
a little
the
bit
Muppets.
Like Sweetums. Zemnu is my fave. August 1st, 1963, so many big boys debut in Journey into Mystery number 97. Surtur, Ymir, Bor, and all of the Frost Giants, as well as Yggdrasil, the World Tree, and the realms of Jotunheim and Muspelheim. All of this is in the Tales of Asgard backup story by Stan Lee and Jack Kirby. And it's the first Tales of Asgard backup story, that would run for a long time, and it is truly wonderful, wonderful Asgard comics. In Tales to Astonish number 49, Hank Pym becomes Giant Man, and then Living Eraser makes his first appearance.
Ah, yes, that iconic character.
Soon to be star of his own film franchise.
Don't put that into the world.
Lulz.
Lulz. Oh, sorry, Mr. Eraser.
And then July 30th, 1985, Mojo debuts in Longshot number 3 by Ann Nesenti, Arthur Adams, and Wills Portacio. I love Mojo so much. He's another big boy on his little spider legs with a little machine thing that go. He is a weird, scary, messed up tyrant leader of the Mojoverse, a place where entertainment is power and Mojo is the most powerful. He rules over the spineless ones, which are his species. They, as the name says, don't have spines, so they have like metal machines that keep them upright. There have been some really fun Mojo stories over the years. If you are looking to dive in, I highly suggest you read New Mutants Annual number 2, Uncanny X-Men Annual number 10, and most importantly, Excalibur Mojo Mayhem. There's tons of great Mojo stories, though.
Also, I love that basically Anne and Arthur and these guys called out reality television before it was created. Like, they saw that in the future. Also, why do you like such weird creeps?
I don't know. I'm a very strange person. August 1st, 1986, Howard the Duck film opens in theaters, and then everyone knows about Duck Boobs.
Duck Boobs, Duck Boobs, Duck Boobs. I was obsessed with this movie when I was a kid.
And I'm the strange one?
That movie is so good. The weirdest part, though, is that when she's gonna, like, hook up with the duck...
Go on.
It's so weird.
Child Lorraine is just having the best time watching
Honestly,
this.
Honestly, go back and watch that movie, and a young Tim Robbins looks exactly like Nick Lowe now. Whoa. It's freaking creepy. Obsessed with that movie. Sorry. All right. July 27th, 2011. Brood, the young member of the alien Brood race, known for his compassion and love, debuts in Astonishing X-Men number 40, also one of my all-time favorite characters. So cute. He'd go on to study with the mutants at the Jean Grey School and was most recently seen assisting Black Panther in Avengers Mountain as one of T'Challa's agents of Wakanda. He's so sweet for such a creepy insect that'll get you pregnant with a million creepy insects.
But he wears little glasses, so you know he's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. July 31st, 2013, Kamala Khan has an unnamed tiny minor cameo debut in Captain Marvel number 14 by Kelly Sue DeConnick and Scott Hepburn. Ryan, you asked Sana Amanath about this.
I did, because she's co-creator of Kamala Khan. I was like, this seems like the internet's just making stuff up. And no, it's legit. It's for real.
Well, you know, it makes sense because Sana was editing Captain Marvel, so, you know. She knows what's up.
Yeah. But that is one of the most Marvel-y Marvel things, to like just drop a little cameo in a comic and just let it sit.
My favorite is the shadow, the formless shadow that's like, who will this be?
Yeah. I love those. And then finally, August 1st, 2014, Marvel Studios Guardians of the Galaxy opens in theaters. Man, oh man.
I was there.
You were in the movie?
I was in the movie. No, I believe I hosted this movie premiere.
Probably.
Yeah.
If there's a movie premiere that we did, you probably hosted it.
Yeah. I was there.
Yeah.
I also have a weird picture of me standing behind Chris Pratt kissing his date.
Creeper.
I look really weird.
Oh, you're good at the creepy shots. But that's all the history stuff. If you want to get links to all the comics we talked about, go to Marvel.com in the coming days. Jamie will have a post up for us about that. But that's the past. We got to talk about the current times. Top books from this week's episode of Marvel's The Pull List include History of the Marvel Universe number one, which is perfect. House of X number one, which is perfect. Star Wars number 69.
Nice.
And Valkyrie Jane Foster number one, which is also
honestly, this is a very good list this week.
Guys, it is so...
this
week,
is really good.
Next week, we are now in, like, everybody get out of our way. We are unstoppable. The books are so good. Honestly, History of the Marvel Universe is going to be one of my favorite comics of all time. And I've only read one issue so far.
Ooh-wee doggy. All right, you guys, read them or die.
Yeah.
All right. You guys can subscribe to Marvel's Pull List wherever you get your podcasts and learn all you can learn about the comics with Ryan and Tucker, my arch nemesis slash friend. And you can watch video versions on Marvel.com.
Yeah. Now, Lorraine, if you are someone who likes to buy your comic books, I think you should have a Marvel MasterCard. Because did you know you could be earning cashback rewards for buying said comic books? How? With the Marvel MasterCard. Learn how at marvelmastercard.com/twim.
Oh, yeah. I am very familiar with these fine folks because they do so much cool stuff. You can actually earn 3% cash back rewards paid as a statement credit on comic books, movies, restaurants, and more with the Marvel MasterCard. And 1% cash back rewards are paid as a statement credit on all other purchases. There's no limit on the cashback rewards you can earn, and you can enjoy special Marvel benefits like 3 months of, bada bing, Marvel Unlimited, where you can check out a lot of those comics we just talked about in the history section. Plus, you can choose your superhero from one of six cool card designs too, like Iron Man, Black Panther, and Spider-Man, just to name a few, or half.
Visit marvelmastercard.com/twim to learn more and apply today. MarvelMastercard.com/TWIM. Yeah, and you know, we saw a bunch of fans who were getting a free exclusive comic at Comic-Con with their Marvel MasterCard, which is pretty great. Speaking of Comic-Con, it's time for our Live at Comic-Con episode.
Yeah, enjoy this panel.
Hello, Comic-Con! This is This Week in Marvel. How's everybody doing? So I'm Ryan Panagos, a.k.a. Agent M.
And I'm Lorraine Sink, Breaker of Worlds.
What are we?
We are the hosts of This Week in Marvel, baby!
So, if you don't know, This Week in Marvel is a weekly, sometimes many times weekly, podcast and video show where we talk about all the things that we're excited about. It's myself, Lorraine, and James Monroe Iglehart, who you may know him from being the genie in Aladdin on Broadway, and now he's in Hamilton, and he's on our show, and he's great.
Yeah!
Awesome.
We put this panel together because we're excited about Marvel Comics number 1000 and 1001. And so we came up with some fun stuff to do here. And these are really cool issues, but we need some help to talk about these, right?
Absolutely. So what better way than to introduce our amazing panelists? We have right here to my left, C.B. Cebulski, editor-in-chief of Marvel Comics.
Hello, true believers. Thanks for coming out.
We've got Gail Simone, writer of Domino and Domino Hotshots.
We've got my birthday twin, Jody Hauser, writer of Black Widow and Star Wars title.
And Mr. Jeremy Whitley, writer of Future Foundation and Unstoppable Wasp. You know, and it just so happens that they all have stories in Marvel Comics 1000 or 1001, and CB, of course, is editor-in-chief. You know a couple things about this these books.
A couple things, but am I allowed to share?
Not yet.
Not yet? Oh, okay.
So,
all right.
We actually have some breaking news here, some stuff that we're going to share. We have a bunch of art. We're going to get through that throughout the show. But, all right, you know what, CB, you want us to show some stuff. Maybe we'll do some breaking news.
Breaking news!
So we've got brand new art to show you guys that hasn't been shown anywhere. This stuff is really cool. You can see amazing creative teams, and Al Ewing is sort of writing the spine of the book, right?
Yeah, for those that don't know, Marvel Comics 1000 is our 80th year anniversary celebration. Marvel Comics number one, published in August 1939. That makes it 8 decades of publishing. Characters from that first issue still being published currently in Marvel continuity. Someone once said that the Marvel Universe is the longest continuous narrative fictional story in human history, running 80 years. And we are very proud to be celebrating our 80th anniversary with this massive undertaking that editor Tom Brevoort, his team, and an amazing cast of creators, both classic Marvel creators, current comic writers and artists, and also people from outside of comics have come together to share their love of all things Marvel. It is a massive 80-page giant by these enormous creative teams. And so far, we've announced a lot of the creative teams, but we have not announced what characters they have been working on. So what you have here is your first look at some of the artwork by some different creators and the characters and the stories that they are going to be telling.
We actually couldn't show you the full pages because it's so spoilery.
Super secret.
It was so secret, but we have a lot of panels, a lot of cool stuff. We have some more here to show you guys. Here is David Mandel and Butch Geist doing a little Hercules.
Yep. You know, it's Dave Mandel, who you guys might know, is originally one of the producers and writers on Seinfeld. He recently brought Veep to its close over on HBO to great acclaim. He's a wonderful writer, one of the biggest comic book art collectors in the world. He came on to do a story for us. And over here, novelist Jason Reynolds came on to contribute what looks like a Miles Morales story with Patrick O'Keefe, who is one of the designers on the Into the Spider-Verse movie, which I'm sure you all saw and loved.
But here is a little bit of breaking news that I'm very excited to share personally. We have a new creative team joining that some of you might have heard of, Neil Gaiman and Mark Buckingham.
Yeah, so,
That is a fwee, fwee, fwee.
Yes. So, yeah, Mark and Neil are coming on to do a story in this, again, special event. It wouldn't have been the same without them, two creators who have a long history with Marvel and have contributed so much to us over the years. And we just can't say what it is yet.
We're going to have actually some more reveals later on in the panel. But part of putting this together, we wanted it to be interactive. We wanted it to be fun. And I wanted it to be very difficult for all of us. So I came up with a game called the Marvel 80th Anniversary Challenge. And I think it's fun. We're going to play a little game.
It's very hard. That is all.
So we're celebrating 80 years. And I thought, it's possible to name 80 Marvel characters in 60 seconds. Surely someone can do it. That's the challenge in my head. But then I started to try to do it, and it's really, really tough. Everyone up here is going to try in their best. I'm going to go first in a little bit as, you know, the sacrificial lamb. But as we get...
Oh, well, I was just going to say, but I feel like we have somebody who does this week in Marvel with us all the time,
sure.
James Monroe Iglehart, who... like talks for a living.
Raps
very quickly in the musical Hamilton 8 nights a week. And we thought, well, what if we had him try it out?
Okay. All right.
So here's James. Let's see how he does.
What's up, Comic-Con? This is James Monroe Iglehart, one of the co-hosts of This Week in Marvel, and I wish I could be there. Trust me, I wish I could be there, but I can't. But I did hear that you guys are doing the Marvel 80th Anniversary Challenge. Now, I know the panel is doing this, and I really, really, really want to get in on this. So, Judy, give me 60 seconds on the clock, and let me see how many characters I can actually do. Lord help me. Here we go. Captain America, Iron Man, Hulk, Spider-Man, She-Hulk, Black Widow, Thor, Captain Marvel, Ms. Marvel, Hawkeye, Bucky Barnes, Vision, Doctor Strange, War Machine, Black Panther, Okoye, Shuri, Ant-Man, The Wasp, Nick Fury, Peggy Carter, Falcon, Quicksilver, Scarlet Witch, Vision, Human Torch, Mr. Fantastic, Invisible Woman, The Thing, Groot, Rocket, Gamora, Star-Lord, Drax, Yondu, Nebula, Loki, Thanos, Ultron, Red Skull, Doctor Doom, Kingpin, Green Goblin, Sandman, Hela, Ghost Rider, MODOK, Galactus, Silver Surfer, Howard the Duck, Jessica Jones, Daredevil, Iron Fist, Luke Cage, Miles Morales, love that guy, Carnage, Venom, Mysterio, Lockjaw, Medusa, Black Bolt, Deadpool, Jean Grey, Wolverine, Kitty Pryde, Storm, Cyclops, Magneto, Xavier, Beast, Emma Frost, Mystique, Magneto, Rogue, Iceman, Jubilee, Squirrel Girl, American Chavez, Devil, Dinosaur, Moon Girl, Killmonger, Claw, Scarlet Spider, Taskmaster, Red Hulk, Spider-Ham, Gwynpool, Ghost Spider, Forge, Bishop, Angel, Toad, Cyclops. Ah! Woo! How'd I do?
The bar has been set.
Comic-Con, how'd y'all do?
I feel so stressed now.
We have to... Are you?
I was standing off the side. I counted about 92 in 60 seconds. Don't worry. That is like the impossible dream. But we do want folks to play with us. So yeah. We have a microphone there, and anybody who participates, whether you get 5 or you get 50 or whatever, you get a free comic book by the creators on our panel. You can get it signed by them. And we're going to take, maybe give you guys some really cool stuff if you're in the, like, have the most.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So who's keeping score of all this? We are?
Us guys.
All right. All right, you ready, Ryan?
Okay.
On the count of 3, 2, 1, go.
Spider-Man, Green Goblin, Betty Brant, Mary Jane, Aunt Anna, Aunt May, J. Jonah Jameson, John Jameson, Lizard, Electro, Dr. Octopus, Dr. Doom, Reed Richards, Invisible Woman, The Thing, Human Torch, Val, Valeria Richards, Franklin Richards, Galactus, Ego, Eon, Quasar, Infinity, Eternity, Death, Love, Hate, Chaos, Order, Adam Warlock, Thanos, Star Fox, Mentor, Thanos' mom. Let's see. Deadpool, Rogue, Gambit, Wolverine, Jubilee, Psylocke, Colossus, Thunderbird, Warpath, Professor X, Cyclops, Jean Grey, Beast, Iceman, The Beast from The Hand. Oh, The Hand. Elektra, Punisher, Daredevil, Mike Murdock.
5.
I got lost because I heard somebody. Avengers,
one,
Captain America.
One.
It's time?
Yep,
you
time.
Got 54, but you got 54, but I accidentally gave you 55.
I got 55!
Oh. Woo!
Eyes closed, 55. It was a little bit slower than I wanted.
Some of us did not practice, so be warned.
Anybody want to hit the microphone? I have comic for you. Yeah. Let's take three right now. First three to the mic. We'll let you go. We'll time and we'll count. I like this. We got takers. Yep. People who are ready. All right.
First off, what's your name and who's your favorite Marvel character?
It's Todd, probably Punisher.
Punisher? All right. So we'll start with number one, Punisher.
Let's see if you punish this game.
Ooh. All right, Todd, you ready? Three, two, one, go.
Punisher, Daredevil, Betty Brant, J. Jonah Jameson, Chameleon, Vulture, Sandman, Electro, Green Goblin, Red Goblin, Cyclops, Storm, Wolverine, Havoc, Magneto, I don't know, Carnage,
Go to the movies.
Go to the movies. Jean Grey, Quill, Rocket Raccoon, Drax the Destroyer.
10 seconds.
Star-Lord.
3, 2, 1. Very well done. 20, well done. You have a comic coming your way. Enjoy.
It's tough, man. It's pressure. Yeah.
I was walking through Comic-Con trying to think of characters, and just with people walking by me, I was like, this is very hard.
All right, we'll do one more, and then okay. I want to show you guys some cool stuff. We've got these amazing panelists, and they've got cool art and stories and stuff to go through as well. So what was the first guy's name? Brad?
Todd.
Brad Todd. Second.
Your name, sir?
Hi, I'm Aaron.
Aaron, what's your favorite Marvel character?
Spider-Man.
All right. So you ready?
Yes.
You can do 100 characters alone just on Spider-Man. 3, 2, 1, go.
Spider-Man, Iron Man, Captain America, Black Widow, Hawkeye, Hulk, Gamora, Drax, Star-Lord, Rocket, Groot, Thanos, Nebula, Carnage, Venom, Mary Jane, Aunt May, Ben Parker, J. Jonah Jameson, Rhino, Shocker, Green Goblin, Hobgoblin,
halfway there.
Vulture, Kingpin, Daredevil, Luke Cage, Jessica Jones, Iron Fist, Elektra, Nobu, Yondu.
10 seconds.
Thing, Human Torch, Mr. Fantastic, Invisible Woman,
and that's
Scarlet
time.
Witch.
35, you guys. Very well done. All right, we're going to get to more people in a little bit. So next up, we have Gail Simone, Domino Hotshots number 5.
That just came out this week, right?
Yes, on Thursday, yep.
Ah, so good.
So good.
The celestial, like, designs and all the stuff that's happened in that book. It's really gnarly. Gail, tell us about the team that's been in Hot Shots.
The art team or the...
The actual team, oh. the Hot Shots.
Bad Bays.
Yeah. Actually, the Hot Shots is kind of like my love letter to Kirby, really. And that it's kind of got... You can see some of that just in looking at the art, that it's very celestial, kind of weird, kind of, you know... So we have Domino, and we have Atlas Bear, Diamondback, Outlaw. This is worse than naming all the Marvel characters in 60 seconds.
Yeah, Diamondback and Atlas Bear is super cool because she's relatively new.
Yeah.
Domino.
Yeah, I actually I'm really proud of Atlas Bear, and I love the design that David came up with it, and I kind of. You know, I love Wakanda and the whole mythos there. And I was doing research on something else, and I came across in African history, there used to be a bear that lived in Africa, and it became extinct, and it was called the Atlas Bear. And I'm like, I gotta do something with this. It's too cool not to. So we created her just for the Hot Shots series. Yeah. She looks
She's
amazing.
Awesome. We're going to show some of your Marvel Comics work a little bit later, but Gail, we want to play the game with you. Real, can cheat however much you want.
He's got a cheat sheet over here. I'm just telling y'all, he's got a cheat sheet.
Whitley!
Sorry, Jeremy, I outed you. Yeah. All
just
right.
Read over his shoulder.
Okay.
On your mark, get set, go.
Deadpool, Outlaw, Taskmaster, Jean Grey, Black Widow, Spider-Man, Captain America, Namor, Galactus, Infinity Gauntlet.
My favorite character.
Cyclops, Cyclops I-beams, Professor X, Jubilee, Kitty Pride, let's go, The Thing, Invisible Woman, Mr. Fantastic, Human Torch, Black Panther, Shuri. Nobody's helping me. Domino. Did I say her yet? I'll say her like 500 times. Domino.
Outlaw.
Storm. Thor. Loki.
Five. Four.
Two.
Ah, you did it.
26.
I'm sorry.
No apologies necessary. I realized this was a terrible thing to do to people, and I love it. It makes me so happy. All right, so we want to have a next two
people
play.
I love it, but we don't like it.
Valkyrie, you want to get up in here?
Oh, yeah, and Valkyrie.
That's 27 for Gail. Okay.
Immediately so much more nervous than I thought I'd be.
What is your name?
Jane Foster.
That's my second that's been shoved down my pants.
What is your name and your favorite Marvel character?
My name is Camo, and my favorite Marvel character is Kamala.
Oh, all right.
Great. Awesome. We've got one. Let's go. On your mark, get set, do it.
Cyclops, Jean Grey, Beast, Iceman, Angel, Professor X, Magneto, Quicksilver, Scarlet Witch, Mastermind, Toad, Hawkeye, Captain America, Bucky Barnes, Peggy Carter, Sharon Carter, Jim Hammond, Human Torch, Johnny, Susan Storm, Mr. Fantastic, The Thing, Valeria, whatever, Franklin, Storm, Jubilee, Kitty Pryde, Colossus, Quentin Quire, Kate Bishop, America Chavez, Hawkeye, Clint Barton, Black Widow, Iron Man, War Machine, Janet Van Dyne, Nadia Van Dyne,
five,
Hank Pym.
Three, two, one, you did it!
We've got a new leader with 38. Oh.
Woo!
All right, who's up next? We'll take one more right now.
All right. Hey there.
What's your name?
Andre.
Are we going to get a comic or?
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
It's a comic.
Oh, my favorite character? Or
Yeah. Well, we have to get Valkyrie a character, a comic first.
Oh.
And who's your favorite character, Andre?
Captain America.
Captain America. All right. Awesome.
All right. We're just going to wait for our counter to return. Oh, on your mark. Get set. Do it.
Shocker, Vulture, Doc Ock, Lady Octopus, Taskmaster, Red Skull, Baron Von Strucker, Betty Brant, Gwen Stacy, Mary Jane, Peter Parker, Miles Morales, Gwen Stacy, I already said that. Nope, yes. Spider-Gwen, didn't say that. Thanos, Galactus, Ravenous, Skrull, Super Skrull, Supreme Intelligence, dang, man, that's a lot.
Deep cuts, come on, keep going.
Howard the Duck, Rocket Raccoon, Groot, Android Human Torch. What was it? The Blue Mask? Blue Mask. I had every Kane, Scarlet Spider, Spider-Man 2099, Spider-Man Noir, Spider-Ham.
There you go. Right at the end, you got it. You got that rhythm.
You had 29. Well done.
All right. next up, we have something cool right here. We have the Future Foundation. Future Foundation number one, written by Jeremy Whitley.
Jeremy, tell us about the Future Foundation. What's going on with the team?
Yeah, and who's your Rasta?
A lot of the Rasta that people are familiar with from the previous run of the Future Foundation, which has been a while since Matt Fraction and Mike Allred were doing that book. But we have our Moloid crew, all the Tong and her several brothers, our Fish Kids. We've got Alex Power. We've got Bentley 23, who's maybe increasingly my favorite character to write because he's just awful. I'm a Dragon Man, of course, and we have Anome, who's our Wakandan engineer in there. And then, of course, we added Julie Power to the team, who has been away for a little while since, I think, her run in Avengers Academy. We're starting the story with a big prison break story. So all of our team is trying to break in to get somebody out of prison as part of their mission right now, that they're trying to put the Molecule Man back together ever since he was, destroyed back in Fantastic Four a few months back. So what we're seeing here is some of the pages from our big attack on the prison. And we've got, Alex flexing his gravity-wielding muscle a little bit. And then we've got Bentley and Dragon Man doing their thing. We give Bentley a slingshot full of horrible, insidious devices that he's using on people, 10 times his size.
And the pages are by Will Robson, as it says up there. The cover was by the master Carlos Pacheco. And, this would be a really, really fun series. Fantastic Four has had a wonderful revival. And we thought, what could we do next? Bring back the Future Foundation. And Jeremy was the perfect guy to come in and write it for us. So.
Thank you. Yeah, and I think it was CB's idea originally to throw in our real bad guy who we revealed on the cover of number 2 that just came out, and that we have the Maker showing up to face off with the Future Foundation. So who better to take on Reed Richards' protégés than evil Reed Richards?
Dun, dun, dun. That's August 7th. But for now, Jeremy, you got to play the game.
All right. I have a cheat sheet.
Audience, should I take his cheat sheet away?
Yes.
Oh, come on now. I'm going to try for crazy speed here.
These are the people buying your comics. You got to listen to them, brother.
Don't they want to see some record set? I mean.
Yeah, we did it. James crushed everyone. All right.
All right. On your mark. Get set. Go.
Okay. Storm, Thor, Hulk, King, Wasp, Drax, Groot, Thing, Beast. Leech, Spike, Blob, Toad, Beak, Blade, Blink, Surge, Wong, Stick, Sprite, Rogue, Rage, Quake, Puck, Morph, Husk, Forge, Dupe, Dust, Tear, Silk, Shriek, Shocker, Red Hulk, She-Hulk, Hawkeye, Wiccan, Hulkling, Cyclops, Jean Grey,
yeah.
Phoenix, Thanos, Deadpool, Ant-Man, Cable, Vision, Star-Lord, Gambit, Ronin, Mystique, Dagger, Pixie, Bucky. Okay. Okay.
Yes. That's called strategy.
It's like it's a strategy or something.
All right. I like that. You got 49 cheating a bit. That was good. That was good.
All right. Well done. All right. I think we should keep on keeping on.
Yeah, we're going to keep on showing you guys some art before we move into the next couple of games, just because Gail's got another engagement. We want to make sure she's here and we show you some of the pages that she has in Marvel Comics.
All right. We have Web of Black Widow number 1, written by Jody Hauser. Can you tell us what our girl Natasha's getting into?
Trouble. A lot of trouble.
Right.
Yeah, she is sort of getting mixed up in something, and I'm trying to figure out how to make this like not spoilery / we'll have to kill you in a cool spy way. But yeah, she's sort of getting mixed up in something. She's going back to her roots a bit and seems to be getting mixed up with the descendants of the people that the Red Room worked with back in the day. So she's going back to her roots a bit. She's putting herself in a position that her superhero allies and friends aren't sure what to make of what she's doing and where she is in her life right now. And it's going to be a lot of fun chaos.
And we do have a look at the art here.
I do want to say that Chris Anka cover, brand new. We got that in our email like 4 days ago, and they were like, do you want to show this at the panel? I was like, yes.
I hadn't seen it yet.
You hadn't seen that?
I hadn't seen it either. So. Ryan's going through it. I'm like, wait, stop. What is that? Oh, it's a beautiful piece.
Mm-hmm. Give me an ooh and an ah.
Ooh. Ah. Oh, they're so good.
Thank you. Because we're giving them stuff. Everybody's getting stuff. They were handing out some fun swag for you guys.
But I mean, Mooney was born to draw this book. I mean, just look at that. It is ridiculous how gorgeous this book is going to be.
You know, Black Widow, Natasha Romanoff, is a character that's been around in Marvel for so many years and really taken a place of prominence in the character pantheon over the last 5 years, thanks in part really to a lot of her roles in the movies as well. And, you know, she's had a lot of different stories told about her and her past, you know, and a lot of the spy stuff got in the way of what's real and what's not. So when Jody came in, one of the things we asked was, really tell kind of more of a definitive kind of origin of Black Widow, taking everything into kind of perspective and dancing between the raindrops and showing us stuff we haven't seen that really is going to define her as a character, especially with the stuff involved in the Red Room back in the day.
All right, so we want to show Gail's pages because you've got some Deadpool stuff in Marvel Comics.
Just what a delight. Truly.
This is for the 1,000 issue, right? I did a story that is turkey soup for the Deadpool soul. So he's getting very philosophic here. And I don't want to give away too much because there's a lot of jokes and a lot of very Deadpool-type humor in this one page. And David Baldion drew it, of course, and it's hilarious because of him.
80 years of Marvel history. Here's what we've been building to.
It feels right.
That was good. That was a bit of a contrast from the Black Widow that you just had up.
Everybody give it up for Gail. I know Gail's going to run. It's about. Thank you, Steve. Now, CB, you.
Go, Marvel.
All right. Thank you, Gail.
We're going to make CB play, but we didn't make Jody play.
We haven't made Jody play, no.
I thought maybe you had noticed that.
No one goes.
I didn't practice, and I didn't make a list, so.
Don't worry, samesies. Okay. Listen, you guys are the best. All right, on your mark, get set. You got this.
Black Widow, Iron Man, Bucky, Spider-Man, Spinneret, Spiderling, Wolverine, Shine, Spider-Girl, Blink, Wild Thing, Blue Streak, Magneta, American Dream, J2, Sugar Man, Nate Gray, Holocaust, Mr. Sinister, Apocalypse, Magneto, Rogue, Sabretooth, Gambit, Nightcrawler, Jean Grey, Cyclops, Iceman, Angel, Storm, Beast, James Proudstar, John Proudstar, Mr. Fantastic, Invisible Woman, Human Torch, Thing, Captain Marvel, Star-Lord, Groot, Riker Raccoon, Angela, Gamora.
And Zero, you did it! Oh my God, you did so great!
Thank you.
42! Oh, I just didn't prep. I don't know. Whatever. Let me just try this.
I forgot characters I wrote.
Went around.
I would have
the
also
MCU
counted and Star Wars characters, and then if that
you
was the case.
Tell me that ahead of time.
I knew. All right, CB, you ready?
Are we playing the game, or are we doing Marvel Comics 1000, Marvel Comics 1001 news?
Let's play the game first, and then hit the news.
All right.
Put you on the spot.
On your mark, get set. You got it.
Ben, Sue, Reed, Johnny, Valeria, Franklin, Red Hulk, Green Hulk, Gray Hulk, Bruce Banner, who is a separate character now in Immortal Hulk. Let's see. Guardian, Aurora, Northstar, Snowbird, Shaman, Shamaness, Puck, Cap, Thor, Iron Man, Black Widow, Hawkeye, Clint Barton Hawkeye, and Kate Bishop Hawkeye. Let's see. Professor X, Wolverine, Cyclops, Dark Wolverine, Dokken, X-23, Honey Badger. Let's see, who else am I forgetting from the X-Men? Nightcrawler, Colossus, Storm, Magneto, Apocalypse, Sugar Man, Wow, this is harder than you'd think it would be. Let's see, New Mutants, there we go. Danny, Karma, Wolfsbane, Rogues, Gambit, Sunspot, Cannonball, Ardian Leech, that's two. Who else do we got here?
Yeah, that's it.
Oh.
You did it.
46.
All right.
Yeah, but your brain starts going in all these different directions. Yeah. It's a lot of fun.
Why don't we talk about Marvel Comics 1000 and 1001 now that you're really parched?
Ah.
So, as we said, we had some more art and more news to share with you guys here. So, Jeremy and Jody have some pages in Marvel Comics 1000 and 1001. Tell us a little bit about these stories. Jody, you want to tell us first?
I was delighted to be able to write Spider-Man Renew Your Vows for the last 11 issues, and then Spider-Girls, which tied in, and I just wanted to bring the Spider-Fam back and get to play with them for at least one more page. And I got to work with Rachel Stott, who I've worked with before, and she's an amazing artist, and I love what she's doing over at Marvel now. So getting to reunite with her and reunite with some characters I've loved writing was awesome.
And Jeremy, for you, I'm already getting so many feels just seeing America and her moms.
Yeah, so I got an email from Tom Brevoort that was like, hey, do you want to write one page of America Chavez? And of course I was like, yes. And he was like, choose anybody you want to draw it. Who do you want to draw it? And I was like, Irene Koh, like, automatically. That's my choice. And Irene was able to do it, and it came out just beautifully. We got to do sort of a whole page of America where we get to explore like some of her motivations and some of her backstory, and like it turned out so beautifully. It's one of those pages that it's like in my phone, and every once in a while I'm just like, it's so good. And it was such an honor to get to write that character who I love.
I don't trust you because you make me cry when I read your comics, so
yeah,
I'm gonna wait for it.
Yeah, but you don't have to wait too long because Marvel Comics number 1000 comes out August 28th, and 1001 comes out September 25th. CB, any last teases you want to give for comics?
You know, could not be prouder of what goes on here, because not only is it a kind of timeline, you know, year by year of the Marvel Universe and all the characters that have come out, and some of the characters that you are going to see is going to surprise you, it is a factual treasure chest of the history of Marvel as well. What Tom Brevoort has done is not only put together one cohesive story with a backbone written by Al Ewing that starts with literally the first panel of Marvel Comics number one and tells the story up to modern continuity. It also is an event, or not an event, it tells a story that's been happening behind the scenes of the Marvel Universe that you did not know about, and sets us up for things that are going to happen in the future. There is a new character that comes out of this, some new additions to the Marvel Universe, and the amazing thing was that a lot of the creators who contributed weren't really aware of this, and Tom was able to take a lot of the stories that they told in his big brain and put them into the story as was originally the plan. So this is really just a treat for Marvel fans, a treat for all comic readers, and really an homage to everything that, not just what Stan and Jack and John and Steve and Wally and all them had created through, but going back and exploring a lot of different genres of Marvel too, not just the superhero stuff, but some of the other fun that Marvel had back in the early days when we were, you know, Timely and we were Atlas, and as we grew to become, you know, the kind of premier superhero publisher that we are now.
Yeah, I love comics.
You guys, would you join us in just a small celebration? We're not done yet, but it would mean so much to, I think, all of us, and for just everyone in the room to say, happy 80th anniversary, Marvel. Would you join us?
Happy 80th anniversary, Marvel.
I mean,
so our perturbed producer, Persia, who is over there, she's sitting down. For those of you who listen to the show, she's over there. She says we have a little under 10 minutes to go, so we're going to play a couple more of the games. But I know many of you like to get the Marvel Insider Code, so we're going to leave this up for a couple minutes. So for the people who are about to play, let's do this.
What's your name and your favorite Marvel character?
Oh, my name's Josh. So many, but I'm going to have to go with Squirrel Girl.
All right.
Right answer. All right. On your mark. Get set. Go.
Squirrel Girl, Coy Boy, Peter Parker, Miles Morales, Living Brain, Doc Ock, Superior Spider-Man, Anna Watson, Mary Jane Watson, Gwen Stacy, Gwen Poole, Spider-Gwen, Spider-Ham, Spider-Man Noir, Spider-2099, Hulk 2099, Doom 2099, Ben Reed, Johnny Sue, Super Squirrel, Regular Squirrel, Kree, Super Intelligence, Rick Jones, Rom, Darth Vader, gotta throw that one in there, Aunt May, Galactus, Silver Surfer, Destroyer, Loki, Heimdall, Odin, Frigga, Young Loki, Wiccan, Hulkling, Deadpool, Symbiote Spider-Man, Hulk, Totally Awesome Hulk, Champions.
You did it! Wee, wee, wee.
42 for you.
And we'll take Darth Vader because he is in Marvel Comics 1000.
What?
What?
All right, what's your name and who's your favorite Marvel character?
Hiya, I'm Cameron, and my favorite Marvel character is Nightcrawler.
All right. Good luck. On your mark. Get set. Go.
Pixie, Armor, Ronnie, Rogue, Gambit, Nightcrawler, Professor X, Magneto, Mojo, Forearm, Spider-Man, Spider-Man 2099, Spider-Man Noir, Spider-Ham, Man-Spider, Spider-Ben, Aunt May, Gwen Stacy, Spider-Gwen, Mary Jane Watson, Miles Morales, Heimdall, Frigga, Valkyrie, Loki, Odin, Thor, Jane Foster, Kitty Pryde, Colossus, Captain America, Bucky Barnes, Falcon, Iron Man, Iron Heart, Squirrel Girl, Miss Marvel, Captain Marvel.
Two, one, and you're done!
You did it!
38!
Oh, jeez. Cameron.
Cameron, that was your name? Great.
All right, what's your name and your favorite Marvel character?
Hello. Oh, jeez. This is intense. My name's Nicholas, and my favorite Marvel character is Dr. Doom, the greatest hero of all.
Doom! All right, on your mark. Get to Doom.
Celestials, Beyonder, Molecule Man, Mole Man, Mr. Fantastic, Sue Storm, Thing, Human Torch, Annihilus, Iron Man, Cap, Thor, Wasp, Ant-Man, Giant Man, Yellow Jacket, Wolverine, Cyclops, Professor X, Apocalypse, Mr. Sinister, Holocaust, the Power Pack, The Lizard, Dr. Ock, Chameleon, Sandman, Hydro Man, Mysterio, The Vulture, Green Goblin, Hobgoblin, Mephisto, Blackheart, Doctor Strange, Dormammu, Baron Mordo, Fing Fang Foom, jeepers. Thanos, Star Fox, is that?
Yep.
Yeah. No, it's Star-Lord, oh gosh, Star-Lord, Gamora, Rocket Raccoon,
One,
Drax.
0, you did it!
44, right. I think that tied CB.
46.
Oh, CB had 46. All right, who do we got now?
Hi, my name is Ephraim.
What's your name?
Ephraim.
Ephraim.
Yeah.
And where are you from? And what's your favorite Marvel character?
Spider-Man.
I was like, Ephraim, where are you from? It just sounded right.
Spider-Man.
Spider-Man, great.
You just have to look at your vest and you could
probably
get about...
Yeah, I know, I was thinking that too.
How dare you?
On your mark, get set, look at your vest.
Mr. Fantastic, Sue Storm, Johnny Storm, Ben Grimm, Val and Franklin, Willie Lumpkin, Agatha Harkness, Fing Fang Foom, Dr. Doom, Galactus, Silver Surfer, Iron Man, Iron Fist, Thor, Captain America, Bucky, Scarlet Witch, Hawkeye, Quicksilver, Luke Cage, Iron Fist, Gamora, Drax, Star-Lord, Groot, Rocket Raccoon, Silver Surfer, Galactus, X-Men, Beast, Angel, Cyclops, Marvel Girl, Professor X, Magneto, Toad, Quicksilver, Toad, Mastermind. Drawing blanks on some. Let me see. Hulk, Immortal Hulk, Incredible Hulk, Betty Ross, Aunt May, Ben Parker.
You did it!
I think he...
45! Wow. Can't beat the chief, though. We have time for one more. Everybody on the line, you got comics, though. Thank you for hanging out.
But stick around. We want to find out who did the best.
Yes, that's true.
What's your name and where you're from, or who's your favorite Marvel character?
My name's Tanoa. I'm from San Diego, and I love Spider-Man.
All right, on your mark. Get set. You got it.
Spider-Man, Uncle Ben, Aunt May, Betty Brant, J. Jonah Jameson, J. Jonah Jameson Jr., J. Jonah Jameson Sr., Dr. Octopus, Green Goblin, Hobgoblin, Demo Goblin, Goblin King, Venom, Anti-Venom, Agent Venom, Carnage, Mania, Mr. Fantastic, Thing, Sue Storm, Human Torch, John Hammond, Captain America, Falcon, Winter Soldier, Black Widow, Hawkeye, both Clint Barton and Kate Bishop, Wolverine, Storm, Professor X, Cyclops, Colossus, Nightcrawler, Rogue, Gambit, Fing Fing Foom, Dr. Doom, Dr. Octopus, and Carnage. Jackal, Ben Reilly, Kane.
And you're done.
I'll give you that one. 41.
All right.
Well done. Wow.
So what we're going to do, we're going to put the video of James playing online. And if anybody wants to try it, use the hashtag Marvel80Challenge. I would love to see it. We're going to check those, and we'll probably talk about them on a future episode of This Week of Marvel, whoever's got the most, and you know, we'll share with it. It's going to be super fun. But Lorraine, we got some tallies here.
All right, let's see.
I think it's Ephraim.
Ephraim! Where are you from, Ephraim? Where are you at now? There you are, Ephraim. You did it all. You did it best. Which means you get something special. Come down here. Right? You guys.
That's it.
You That's guys. This Week in Marvel. Thank you for hanging out with us.
Now, this is going to be one of our next episodes. So if you want to hear this again, it'll be on the feed. Subscribe to This Week in Marvel and stay here if you want the Spider-Man panel. That's coming up right next.
And also, this is your moment to scream weird if you want to find it later on the podcast. Nice.
Shout out to Jody Hauser for the weirdest list of characters.
She came correct going into the MC2 universe, which is great. MC2 universe started out as a what-if story. It's introduced Spider-Girl, Mayday Parker, and then it became so popular, they gave it its own series of comics. At one point, they were publishing like 3 or 4 books.
Yeah.
Wild. Wild. So that tells everybody you should read all the What If comics because they're the best.
Yeah, deal with it.
Yeah. It is time for our community section. And before we get into that, I want to give the question of the week. Now, this one is interesting because I also co-host the Marvel Live Show, which is on Twitter, and we're coming back with that one soon. So we're talking hero and villain super suits on the next episode of Marvel Live. So our sort of question of the week is, what is your favorite Marvel superhero suit? Particularly a team costume, if you got one, but any superhero suit or supervillain suit. And if you have a question about a costume or a team uniform or anything like that, use hashtag Marvel Live, tweet it to us, and tune in at 4 p.m. Eastern on Twitter to see it, see if we read it on the show, if we talk about it. That's our Twitter show, Marvel Live. And we'll be talking about superhero costumes.
I have a question about superhero costumes.
Hit me.
Which is, any lady knows if you wear a jumpsuit, that means every time you have to go to the bathroom, you have to take off the entire jumpsuit to go to the bathroom. So my question is, how do superheroes pee?
Oh, they just let it go.
Oh, no, they're just pee-peeing in their suit?
You don't smell the fights, but they're just awful.
No.
They are.
No wonder those supervillains are like, I quit. Yeah. I run. I'm running. You stink like pee.
Yeah. That's like what's his name? Absorbing Man. He's just got a pair of pants and he's fine. He's just like, I gotta go. But some of these people with their suits, no, it's.
I thought you were gonna say Absorbing Man is the most afraid.
What happened to Absorbing Man? You mean that puddle? No!
Oh no, if you pee on Absorbing Man, does he turn into a puddle?
Yeah, he'd have to.
Who knew that was his Achilles heel? I never thought about it. That's a terrible power. What's going on with you, Absorbing Man? We gotta talk.
Poor Crusher Creel. Do you have a favorite costume?
Ooh, a favorite costume? I'm going to go with, because it's on my mind right now, Bill Foster's ab window.
Oh, yeah.
Goliath with the big ab window. Anything with an ab window, I'm like here for it.
Yeah. You know, give me them deep Vs.
a Nomad.
Nomad.
The Captain.
Blade. Namor.
Kraven the Hunter.
Yeah, like the deeper the V, the harder I...
The sweeter the juice.
Deeper the V, the sweeter the juice. Perfect. Those are great costumes. And if we're talking about team costumes, the best is the mid-late 90s Avengers with all their bomber jackets.
Oh,
fashion.
I'm going to also just say a solid classic, the Fantastic Four, because they're like, listen, we're not trying to impress anybody. We're going to wear blue. We're going to have a big white four on it in a circle. The end. That's pretty much what you're getting.
Yeah. You'll know us. We're all together. We're a group.
Except for when the thing decides to wear like a luchador mask.
Yeah. Oh, well, he got slashed in his little face.
He's made of rocks.
And yeah, he was very upset. Wolverine cut him, but good.
Oh.
You can, of course, for the if you have questions, comments, all that stuff about the costumes, use hashtag Marvel Live. But you can also tweet us your thoughts on your favorites using hashtag This Week in Marvel or email them to twinpodcast@marvel.com. Use some next week. You know, we also have a Facebook page, and we got a Facebook message this week.
Oh my God, thank you for messaging us. Yeah. I love mails.
This came from Josh and Ashley in Dallas, Texas, and they say, Ryan and crew, thank you guys for putting together fun and informative shows. Y'all make Dallas traffic bearable. I've met some great creators, but I would have to say my favorite convention moment was this past May at Fan Expo Dallas. My wife and I were able to announce our first pregnancy with a Charlie Hunnam photo op. My wife is a huge fan, so it made her life, and he couldn't have been a nicer guy in such a short moment. Pretty easy decision picking this one, I'd say. You guys keep being awesome. Thanks, Josh and Ashley.
Aw, so sweet.
Yeah.
And we also got this awesome email from Vincent King. Ryan, Lorraine, crew, hello there. My name is Vincent. I have become a rather big fan of Twin Podcast in the past few months after I discovered it. Hearing Ryan keep me up on any good juice and news of the Marvel world that I have been missing and interviewing some great people helps me get through work and life with ease. Love that. I'm finally emailing in with a few things. One, he has a few things. He is serious.
Yeah, this is a good email.
One, as a writer of audio dramas similar to the Amazing Wolverine one that Marvel is producing, I'm a huge fan of TWIM and Wolverine. I really hope Marvel keeps putting out things in audio content. It's really picking up way more than what people realize.
Hey, Triple P, are we going to keep doing audio? She'll think about it.
That's official. Two, my answer to the question of the week, what X-Men character means something to you and why? I will have to go with Wolverine as he is my first X-Men I saw on the big screen and has been my go-to mutant besides Storm since I was a young kid. And the fact that my father loves X-Men, usually over all other groups in Marvel, also adds in the love I have for him. And three, we're finally getting Blade in the MCU, all caps. I loved watching the movies as a kid and really enjoy all of the comics that I can get my hands on with him involved. I cannot express how emotional I was the night I saw the breaking news and watched the introduction in the panel. It means the world to me that Marvel has seen our cry and is bringing him in. Thank you, Marvel, so much, and I look forward to seeing where the story goes and its release. If you decide to read this on air, I cannot thank you enough for the shout out on the topics listed above.
Real quick, for Vincent and anybody else who needs a little bit of a Blade fix, make sure you're reading Avengers, because Blade is not only being awesome, he's got a little boy thing on his shoulder. It is a small version of Man-Thing that is called Boy Thing. And when I was reading the latest issue of Avengers on the plane home, my wife looked over and she goes, who's that little guy? I was like, that's Boy Thing. And she went, oh my God. It was great.
P.S., if anyone is interested in the audio dramas I write, you can find them at HalandWellMetPodcast.com.
Thank you.
We appreciate that.
You were great. It was awesome. We got another great email in here with a couple of photos from Steve Agnew, who says, "Hi, Ryan and Lorraine. My family and I are very involved in scouting with Connecticut Yankee Council. A few years ago, my son Jack was getting very close to earning his Eagle rank, but was waffling about doing the work to complete it. We are also a big Marvel family as well. As chance would have it, we were attending the Philly Comic-Con around the same time when Chris Evans was a guest. I happen to remember a story that Chris Evans got the inspiration for Steve Rogers from his childhood friend Charlie Morris, who is an Eagle Scout. As we were getting his autograph, I mentioned that my son was having second thoughts about getting his Eagle rank. Chris was gracious enough to speak with Jack for the next 5 minutes to inspire him about the ideals of scouting, like Charlie inspired Chris, all while there was a line of hundreds of people waiting. And it worked. Jack was so inspired that his Eagle Project funded and delivered enough water filters to the mountain villages in Haiti to provide clean water for 200 families for 10 years. Jack flew down with a mission team to deliver them personally and spent a week instructing the villagers on how to install and use them. Jack received his Eagle rank a few months later and celebrated at his court of honor by triumphantly raising up a Captain America shield. With a tear in my eye, that is my Marvel moment. Yours in scouting and Marvel, Steve Agnew." And his great photos of this. It's really cool. That was from our question, you know, like, what is your Marvel moment? And that is tremendous.
I mean, your kid is a superhero. 200 people for 10 years, that's awesome.
Yeah. We got an email from our pal Jason Kim from Hawaii. He says, "Aloha from Hawaii, dear Ryan, Lorraine, and the rest of the Marvel team. A big mahalo for all your hard work at Comic-Con. And thank you guys for putting out the mini This Week in Marvel episodes every day from the convention. You guys rock."
Squeal.
See? All that work paid off. I'm looking at you, Trips. And two, Destin Daniel Cretton, "It was awesome to see someone from Hawaii making it big in the MCU. Again, thank you guys for all your hard work, and please continue to have fun making these episodes." We had so many emails. We'll keep the Twitter comments and stuff for next episode. This is probably a long one. Eat it.
Yeah, it's delicious. It's the snack.
Nom, nom, nom.
Nom, 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 nom. All right, that's it. Get out of here. You guys, leave us some comments or something.
Sure. I gotta go. Bye. I'm Ryan.
I'm Lorraine.
This is Marvel.